Okay, so I'm going to invite Rebecca up here, and I'm going to pray, but I was going to do this at the end, but I think I'm going to do it now. So you can just go stand up there for a second. So today is Rebecca's last Sunday as our LTS director, and I brought you a lavender plant because when I think of lavender, I think of you. When I think of you, I think of lavender because I know that you really like it. And I want you to be able to take something with you as you go. But we want to honor Rebecca today because 3 years ago, she joined us on staff and started our Leadership Training School program, which today is our LTS Sunday. And we're going to hear from a lot of our students and Rebecca and Andy. So I said it's a very full service. But Rebecca started something from nothing. From essentially nothing, with a little conversation back and forth of how we could make something like this. And she has worked very hard for 3 years, building something, establishing something. And this was her first year to graduate 3 students, which we did the graduation yesterday, which was a beautiful service as well. But today's her last official Sunday as our LTS director on staff. And we're going to celebrate them more in the next month when they're both their official last Sunday. But I didn't want today to go by without saying thank you to Rebecca for your perseverance through a lot of really hard stuff, your continued love and dedication to the students and to the congregation, and just your willingness to step out and do this. Thank you. So would you guys please honor her this morning. So I'm gonna pray. Lord, I'm so grateful for what you have done and what you have started in this place, and I thank you for Rebecca and her ministry here. Lord, I pray for this morning that that your glory through this program, your glory through these students would be shown. And that, Lord, we can celebrate together and honor you in what you have done, and celebrate and honor each of these students in the process. So, Lord, we submit today to you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Thank you, Jill. So today we are getting to celebrate the end of the LTS school year. Yesterday, like Jill mentioned, we got to graduate our 3 year 3 students who have finished 3 years of the program. And today we are getting to hear from them as well, but also our year 1 students and our year 2 students. So the Leadership Training School is a program we started 3 years ago, and it is a 3-year program. We have got to build it from the ground up. We have been focusing on personal development. And a lot of, there's been a huge sacrifice of our students' personal time to devote themselves to the Lord, to devote their, for some of them, last 3 years, for some of them, last 2 years, and for some of them, the last year, to really digging into who the Lord is and who he says that we are. And it's also been a practice of Kingdom Community. We got to hear about Kingdom Community from Sarah last week, and the last 3 years has been quite a practicum of what that looks like in reality. And it can be messy, but it is beautiful. The last 3 years have been marked by a lot of challenges, a lot of things to persevere through. It's been also marked by wild transformation, and I can speak for myself, but also the transformation I've seen in our students. It has been a privilege to see God work in their lives and to see them surrender to the process. And it's also been a season of astounding revelation, again, of who God really is and of how good he is. I mentioned the privilege it's been to get to run this school, to get to lead our students, but really that's quite an understatement. It's been an honor to invest our time, invest our living space, invest our heart and our intention into these people and see God light up in their life. I'm going to invite the year one and year two students up now. Grace and Wesley are representing our year one class, and Bailey is representing our year two class, and they're going to be giving us a highlight and a little snippet of a piece of the curriculum that stood out to us. So our curriculum has encompassed a whole plethora of things, and they picked a few things to give you a little synopsis of and how it's impacted them. Oh, fancy.
Good morning, River Church. How are you this morning? So I'm year one. My name is Wesley, and I'm completing this year. I'd like to talk to you guys about our inductive Bible study and our LTS community culture. So what is inductive Bible study? It's studying the Bible with inductive reasoning. Great. What an awesome definition. To help you out with that, we have three main topics. Observation: what does the word say? Interpretation: what does it mean? And self-application: what does it mean for my life? With YWAM, which is Youth with a Mission, they have a School of Biblical Studies online, and that is what our LTS community has studied for the past 9 months. What I learned looking for self-application in each of the books that I've studied was just the consistency of Jesus' character. Along with observation, interpretation, and self-application, historical context is very important to how we study the word and how we spread the gospel. Historical viewpoints show insight to who God was, who he is, and who he will be. And I realized throughout my life and throughout history that God's promises are always and always will be yes and amen. Now as for our community and our LTS culture, part of our curriculum on Monday nights was community night. It was every Monday evening for the past 9 months. We'd get together and just spend intentional time with one another. Over the course of the year, no community night has looked exactly the same as the other. It's always been different. It's always been fun. And that being said, just because community night was in our curriculum, I never felt obligated to have to be there, like it was something I didn't want to do. I always wanted to be at community night. Community should never feel like something you have to be a part of. It should feel like something you want. And I wanted fellowship, and so did my fellow classmates. I had the privilege and the opportunity to be with some amazing people throughout this year and to want to be with them, understanding and trying to comprehend the wonder of our God. It is an honor to know each and one of the students as brothers and sisters in Christ, and to know my brother as a warrior with God, and to call my teachers wise counselors. Another part of our community is the one-on-one peer mentors that we get at the start of the year. It's been a blessing to process and understand my spiritual development throughout the year with Danny Meeker. So thank you, Danny Meeker, for your fellowship this year. You're amazing, man. Thank you, River Church, for just an amazing year and just for my spiritual and personal development. Without further ado, it is my pleasure and honor to introduce to you the beautiful and wonderful Grace Klein.
Thank you for that introduction, Wesley. I feel loved. Like Wesley was saying, my name's Grace. I've been going to the River Church for, I think, like 16 years now. A lot of you might know me when I was, like, this tall. I've grown a little bit. But when we were preparing for LTS Sunday, Becca said, okay, you need to choose a part of the curriculum that you want to talk about. And I immediately knew that I wanted to talk about the part of the year where we read emotionally healthy spirituality and emotionally healthy relationships. I love people. That's just who I am. I like to know why a person does a thing or like just what goes on in somebody's head. Sorry, let me check my notes here. I think these books like to call me out. I'd be sitting in class and I was like, that's not me. I don't do that. I don't do that at all. And then I was like, I do that. Okay. And then you have to go through the process of working it out and figuring out you know, who you are and why it's affecting you so much. Everyone needs to read these books. I'm not a book person, but these books have changed me miraculously. EHS is all about finding the connection between emotional and spiritual health and how to maintain it with Jesus in the mix. Beck always said this from the beginning of the year, is you can't fix a part without fixing the whole. And I never really understood that. I was like, I mean, yeah, that makes sense, but what does that mean? And I think I really learned that through EHS. EHR is the book that really liked to hurt my feelings a little bit. One of the segments was learning about the feelings behind your anger, your sadness, your happiness, and that's the one that liked to call me out. I remember sitting in class and Kristen was like, okay, go over this emotion, and why do you feel like that? And I was like, well, I'm angry. I'm just mad. And then I realized, oh, well, this really hurt my feelings. This is because of my past. EHR was all about how to love people well, and I think that that's what we've been taught through this whole year, is how to be a good leader and how to love people. And I just love, it's been an honor to be in this church and to get to know everyone and also build the community with the seven of us that we have now. I have brothers and sisters that I would have never known if Andy didn't come up to me one day at youth group and said, hey, you're doing LTS. It's a fun story. If you want to talk about it more, I'd love to talk after church or in between services. But without further ado, Bailey Blakesley.
That smells nice.
Oh yeah, too relaxed.
Right. So I'm Bailey. As she said, I'm year two. So today I have the privilege of explaining to you guys another class that we did, probably one of my most favorite classes, and that is the Freedom class. Woo woo, freedom, gotta love it. Like, a country was founded on it. I mean, it's pretty good, right? Before I get into it, I wanted to start by starting off with a question. And that question is, what is the difference between a slave and a free man? Any takers? Choice? Right. Okay, well, it's a trick question. There's not a right answer. But the thing that I've concluded in that question, the difference between a slave and a free man, is the chains in which we sit in. You see, Freedom Class has taught me what true freedom in Christ is all about, and that we all have chains, whether we see them or we don't. But never fear, because God is a chain breaker. Amen? Right. So with that in mind, this class is knowing that knowing Christ intimately so that we may experience life abundantly. I got and get to see the world through the eyes of Christ. Things we see are things like strongholds and effects of different injustices, things done to us, such as false accusations, unfulfilled promises, rejection, betrayal, and just different things that aren't right and seem unfair. But this class has given me hope in those injustices. You might ask how, and to quote, well, John 10:10, probably the most known Bible verse, that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, right? The second part is huge. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. That's huge. You see, the word freedom implies war. This is a part out of the Freedom Book. Only the broken, the desperate, and the weak are equipped to win this war. The weapons that are ours in Christ are so powerful that nothing in hell can withstand them. Freedom comes when you stand firmly behind our commander, Jesus Christ, and full allegiance to him. The more we radically obey him, the faster strongholds are demolished and joy is released into our life. So I know that I'm a child of God, as we all do, but in that I've seen how we can be like Christ, because I have the authority to cast out demons, I have the authority to break strongholds, I have the authority to see chains break because of this, seeing this class and seeing that we all have that authority. Because we walk in freedom by choosing our authority in God. For freedom is discovering our identity and purpose in Jesus and tearing down every stronghold that opposes our ability to walk in fullness of that identity and purpose. that fullness being salvation. If anything you get out of today is that we have this choice to like be so free from the world and be free of everything because we experience an abundant God and can live peacefully knowing that we can choose to walk in freedom, right? So that is my little spiel for the morning. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Grace, I remember it a little differently of you coming up to us 3 years ago and saying, I'm doing LTS. And us being like, okay. Thanks, guys. You can go take a seat. I'd now like to invite up our year three students. These are our recent LTS graduates. And they're going to give us a snippet, a little bit of a look into how the last 3 years has impacted them and transformed them. They have a few minutes to let us know how the last 3 years has done that, so I'm rooting for you guys. But I'm very excited to hear what they're going to share with you. Again, there has been immense and overwhelming transformation in their lives, and I'm excited that you guys are privileged enough to hear a little bit of that. So, hi, church. It's me again. I'm back. So Rebecca asked us to spend 3 minutes talking about what God has done in us in the past 3 years. So 3 minutes for 3 years. It's quite the challenge. And I had a really hard time figuring out how to explain everything that God has done in my life over the past 3 years. But what I can say to all of you, some of you guys knew me 3 years ago, a lot of you didn't, is that I am a completely different person. I think one of the biggest things that God has done in my life is that He has taught me, He has shown me through His love, through His word, through this class, through Freedom Class and SBS, the School of Biblical Studies, and everything in the curriculum and just in community. He has taught me and He has shown me how to walk confidently in His love for me, which is really hard for me. I started off year one very shaky in my faith, very unconfident in my God and my Savior and in His love for me and in how much He valued me. And now I can confidently stand here and say that I know my God loves me and I know that He has value for me and I know I know that He has created me with so much love and care and intention. And I couldn't say that 3 years ago. I couldn't say that 2 years ago. And it's a process that I will strive to continue to pursue in Him, but is a big change in my life and in who I am. And I would say the second bigger thing that I've learned is how to then let that love that I know that my God has for me permeate the rest of my life and how I can then go and love on people around me and show them the love of their Savior and their Creator. And ultimately, in the past 3 years, the biggest thing that God has been showing me is that He is good. And His goodness is so consistent that His character is never changing. And our God is good. We serve a good God. There's been so much change, so much growth in my life. I am a completely different person. And it is fun to look back at who I was because God has done so much in my life. And He's been so faithful, and I've seen miracles happen, and I've seen them happen in my own life. And I'm just so grateful for this program and for who God is and how He worked through Andy and Rebecca over the past 3 years. Thank you, guys.
I'm going to have to remember not to do the flamingo leg thing because I do that a lot. The prompt for this was Sarah said, 3 years, 3 minutes, go. That's impossible. It's just not gonna happen. So I decided to focus on two little snapshots. One is from spiritual growth, the other is personal development. Because I kind of get stressed out up here, I'm gonna kind of stick to the notes, and it's okay. It seems like really loud, or feels like it is, and that frightens me a lot. Spiritual growth has been a huge area that I've seen God work in me. It's also been and continues to be one of the slowest, most tedious parts of my development. And I think that's okay, because spiritual formation is incredibly important for everything that we do. It hits all aspects of our lives. So it's worth taking the time to make sure that you are well-rooted and founded in God. Something to note, you don't need to do a 3-year school. You don't need to do LTS to have spiritual development. You just need to be intentional and committed and driven, and you need to allow God to shape you. And this is going to be a difficult process because naturally humans are out of sync with God. And so what we want to do isn't necessarily what he wants to do. So you're going to have to make choices on what you want to get with God. And yeah, ultimately though, Jesus is all that matters, so what we do should bring us closer to him. Personal development, as I mentioned, I don't really like being up here, but it doesn't quite terrify me as much as it used to, so I'm gonna keep rolling with it. One of the biggest ways I've seen God move in my life is the ability to have grace and forgiveness and compassion in so many different challenging situations. There's been a lot this year, last 2 years, 3 years. I've gotten to a place where through connection to God, I found I can show up to life situations with aspects of his character. And I'm not perfect at it. I probably never will be. But it's worth celebrating the growth. So I'm going to do that. Due to another big thing in the personal development is being able to grow past a lot of things that have been problematic for family history. And it's changed, and that will continue to affect my descendants and my close friends to an extent. And yeah, I think that's pretty much. This is nothing. The snapshot is nothing in comparison to what actually happened. But yeah, thank you guys. It has been so much fun.
Hello, I'm Rachel, and this moment is super monumental, and I'm just overwhelmed at what has happened through the 3 years and trying to communicate that. I, like the others, I'm not the same person. Transformation has taken place. I am not the same. I am a new creation. I'm not the same as I was when I started the program 3 years ago, and I'm not even the same person that I was a few weeks ago, honestly. And I also have to say that transformation, it doesn't just happen to you. You have to partake in it. You have to choose. For the past 3 years, the reason this transformation has taken place is because I have been choosing to intentionally walk under the refining love of Christ. That's where the transformation happens. And you don't have to do a 3-year intensive, Christian intensive school to receive the same transformation, because it's not through the school, it's through Jesus. It's also through practice and hard work. I have practiced being an intercessor. I have practiced being a teacher and a communicator, and I have practiced breaking strongholds in my life and in others' lives, generational strongholds. The class helps because it teaches, but actually it's Jesus is the one who teaches us all these things. And it is, again, through walking under his care and his leadership that we find all this. The past 3 years have not been easy. There have been many hardships. Guys, living in community is hard. It's a blessing, it's great, but we're all humans, right? And we misunderstand each other a lot. And there has been a lot, many, many moments where I have had to, again, come under the love of Christ and be like, oh my gosh, Jesus, how do I love this person? How do I forgive this person because I'm hurt, right? How do I actually, like, this is where the rubber meets the road of our faith, where I'm just not gonna shut the door on them and walk away, but I have to choose reconciliation because, let's be honest, Judas betrayed Jesus and Jesus still died for him. And so we have to go under that kind of love and say, Jesus, you did it for me because I betrayed you. How do I do it for this other person? So it's my conclusion that we do all have access to this kind of transformation. It's not, I mean, classes help, but books help. But honestly, we all have access to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he is the one who transforms us into new creations. So thank you.
I'm immensely, immensely, immensely proud of you guys. Could you actually come stand down here, and your ones and your twos as well, join them. Or everybody but John could stand on the front and Grace. I am fully convinced, I am confident that the one who has started this good and gracious work in you will faithfully continue the process of maturing you, growing you, developing you until the unveiling of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can take a seat.
Good morning. Are you guys awake? Wasn't that cool to hear stories? There's a guy called Richard Foster who wrote a book called Celebration Discipline, which some of you had to read, and he writes in it, he says, spiritual formation is the slowest of all human movements. It takes a long time to probably learn, relearn, or I should say reform, and transform our hearts towards Christ, right? I've been sitting on this word for you guys for a while, and I would like to speak to you guys, and then there's a bunch of other people in the room who are going to eavesdrop. Is that okay with everyone else? Before that, I'd like to show two photos. It is graduation season, and we just graduated a bunch of high schoolers. Tyler, would you mind throwing that on the screen? They're really far from the mountains. They're not our high schoolers. We can keep that one up. That was just there because you can go back to the other one so I can live my dream. That was just me and the SWAT team, just to let you know. So the SWAT team joined us for Nerf Wars. And let me just say, I was going to show a video, but at one point they were meant to like help us get the kids inside by doing all the sirens. And instead, they were playing their own Nerf Wars 2-on-2 and in here. So the SWAT team have been trained by myself. You're welcome. And anyway, do you want to show the next picture, Tyler? That's just for my mom and her mantelpiece, really. These are all our seniors who just graduated. What a wonderful group of seniors we have. And so do you want to give them a round of applause? Some of them are in this room. We took them to the trampoline park last Sunday just to let them know that I'm a lot older than them and can't bounce as much as they can. Anyway, you guys know that there I have four, what I call the four requirements for discipleship, the four H's that I've used with them. And I said, like, they're like, hey, Andy, would you speak into my life? And I say, if you have these four things, it's quite a high calling to have these four things, and I hope they know them, but it is honesty, humility, hunger, and hopeful. I feel like if someone has those four, if they're honest about where they are, if they're humble about who they are, if they're hungry for more of Jesus and they're hopeful for things that will change, you can actually speak into someone's life. But there is three questions that I have constantly asked myself, which I've never given you guys. I call it the three questions I ask of my leaders. And here they are. Do they care for me? Can they help me? Do I trust them? I'll say them again. Do they care for me? Can they help me? And the last one is, do I trust them? I want to read you a story where the ultimate leader of the world shows these. So this is found in Luke 19, if you want to follow along. I have brought my small print Bible because the high schoolers mainly are not in the room. Just to let you know, I got given a large print Bible and they keep making fun of me. So for all the seniors for their present, I bought them a tiny small print Bible. Sucks to be you. Man, I really do need a large print Bible. I'm getting old. Okay, Luke 19. Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. We can call him Zac. And he was the chief tax collector in the region. And he had become very, very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. Amen. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree beside the road because he knew that Jesus would pass that way. When Jesus came by, he looked up and said, Zac, or Zacchaeus, and called him by his name. Come down quickly. I will be a guest in your home today. Even Jesus invites himself over to dinner at people's houses. Zacchaeus climbed down quickly and took Jesus into his house with great excitement and joy. But the people were displeased. He has gone to be with the guest of a notorious sinner, they grumbled. Whatever you do, people are going to grumble. Side note, just to let you know. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, I will give half of my wealth to the poor. Lord, and I have cheated people on their taxes, and I will give them back four times as much. Jesus responded with this, salvation has come to this home today, not to him, to this home. For this man has showed himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save all those who are lost. Amen. I want to show you a couple things. Jesus sees you. He sees you even when you don't want to be seen. Jesus trusts you even when you don't feel like you can be trusted. And Jesus cares for you even when you think no one else cares. You guys have been through a leadership training school. And the question is, are you trustworthy? Are you careful and care for others? And can you help other people? The only way to do that is looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith. So what I thought we could do now is, if you guys are cool with this, no one's wearing masks anyway. So what we would like to do is I would like to just get them here. Worship team, if you want to come up, could we just surround them? And I just want to pray a commissioning prayer over them. It is not ironic today that today is Pentecost. And what we have called with these guys, the great scattering is about to happen, where these guys will come from this place and will scatter to different places. And we want to commission them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, that they will be able to go throughout all of the world teaching about the hope and the faith in Jesus. Amen. So if you want to come forward and lay hands on them, if you can. If you don't, just stretch out an arm. And we will transition from this prayer into worship. Why don't we stand if you're in your seats? Just stretch out an arm. Jesus, thank you that you are the one who ultimately helps us. You've done everything for us. Jesus, thank you that you're the one who ultimately cares for us. You love us. We were your idea. Community was originally founded in you, the Trinity. You care, you help, and you love us. And Jesus, I have no idea why you trust us, because we again screw up and screw up and screw up, yet we are your plan to shed the hope of you throughout the world. So in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we send you out, LTS students. to make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And may everything you do through the mundane and through the miracle, would it just be a signpost back to Jesus? That Jesus wouldn't be an addition to your life, students. That he would be everything in your life. That you would walk in the authority that you have learned through this program. That you are seen, you are cared for, and you are loved. And that we live in a world and a society who is desperate to hear that message. Jesus, you are worthy. You are a good, good, good Father. And you are worthy to go through the hard times, to pursue love and community for each other. Community is not secondary in the kingdom, it's primary. So students, you are loved. Your church community sends you out with this calling. And everybody said, amen. Let's head back to our seats and let's sing about Jesus a little bit.
Well, there it is, guys. What an amazing group of young people. I know that wherever these guys go, these men and women, they're going to make a huge impact for the kingdom of God. All of you Leadership Training School students, I just want to say congratulations. Way to finish well, way to not give up, way to persevere through the hard times, the good times, way to just finish this out and stick with it. There's a lot of character that is built through times like this. Y'all, I hope you had a great day. If there are things that you are wanting to know more about the church on, if you're wanting to ask questions or comment, I encourage you to comment below in the boxes provided, however you're watching this today. If you are wanting to give your life to the Lord, comment as well and say, I want to know Jesus. We'd love to reach out and just pray with you and encourage you and get you set up and started on this great and amazing journey with the Lord. And with that, guys, I just am so excited for the rest of your day and the rest of your week. I hope that it is just an amazing time with friends and family. And may you be encouraged to go out this week and just be an influence wherever you live, work, and play for the kingdom of God. With that, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you right back here, same time, 9 a.m. Next Sunday for more from the River Church, and we'll see you then. God bless you guys. Have a great rest of your day.